right, first pitch coming up from Johnson City. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Johnson City Doughboys is the left-hander out of Oklahoma State University, Weston Rouse.
All right, Doughboys fans. I've got my man Caleb down here. He's going to say the two most important words to get this game started. Caleb, hit him with it.
Play ball!
Boy!
Rouse made his first and only start on June 5th versus Bristol. In four innings of work, Rouse allowed an earned run on three hits, no walks, a wild pitch, and five strikeouts. The Fort Gibson, Oklahoma native just finished up his freshman season at OK State. He did not make any appearances for the Big 12 Cowboys. An interesting fact, Rouse was born 8 days before Kingsport starting pitcher Drew Hoover. So in the field for the Doughboys, behind the plate, Joey LaMattina. First baseman, Brandon Spano. Second baseman, Gunnar Borey. Third baseman, Chase Bloomer. Shortstop, Carson Kearse. Left fielder, Nate Connor. Center fielder, Noah Rabin. And in right field, the two-way player, Christian Toledo. Tonight's designated hitter for the Doughboys is Kyle Proctor. And again, the starting pitcher is Weston Rouse. It's a battle of the southpaws tonight. The Axemen look to get above 500 for the first time in 2024. Started the year 0-1, then 1-1, then 1-3, and have since won back-to-back games against the Pulaski River Turtles. Tyree Jackson, who hit a game-tying solo shot to lead off the bottom of the eighth last night, leads off tonight's game. Jackson on the season batting 150, three runs batted in, three runs scored. First offering to Jackson, watched for a ball low and inside. Jackson this season is 3-for-20, a home run, three walks, and five strikeouts. The 1-0, ball high and outside. Kingsport in the first inning this season has been outscored 14-2. The 2-0, ball three outside. The 3-0, ball four low and outside. Couldn't have really asked for a better start. Tyree Jackson walks on four pitches to open up tonight's game, and it brings up Bryson Trammell. Trammell with two runs scored, batting 125, one for his first eight at-bats. Jackson leads off first, held on by Spano. First offering popped up, and that'll go out of play third base side. I'm Ben Slotnick from TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Kingsport looking to get to 4-3. Pitching from the stretch, Weston Rouse. The 0-1. Called strike one. Called strike two. No balls and two strikes on Bryson Trammell. His lone hit was a double against Tri-State. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball high and outside, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Trammell 1-for-8 with a double, hat trick of walks, hit by pitch, stolen base, and three Ks. Jackson leads off first, held on by Spano after his leadoff four-pitch walk. The 1-2. Ball up and in, and the count is square on Trammell. The first three batters in the Axemen order are all outfielders, center fielder Jackson, right fielder Trammell, and left fielder Sefson. The 2-2. Trammell grounds it to second, picked up by Borey. Tossed to second in time. Throw to first. Yes, Surrey Bob. It's a 4-6-3 double play, and Johnson City erases the base runner. Base is empty. Two outs for Cal Sefcik. First offering. Swing and a miss. Sefcik batting 333, two for his first six at-bats with a double, a pair of walks. He was intentionally walked in two strikeouts. The 0-1. Ball one up and in. Sefcik hit two balls at exactly 106.8 miles an hour off the bat two nights ago. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Ball two, low and out. So every Kingsport batter has seen at least five pitches. The fifth offering upcoming from Rouse. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Sefcik out on strikes. 1-2-3, the untraditional way go the Axemen.
The Axemen in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base.
Rouse threw 14 pitches, only six were strikes. Scoreless, bottom of the first coming up next. Chase Bloomer, Kyle Proctor, and Gunnar Borey are due up for the Doughboys. Elm Hill Hot Dog is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Make sure to get one at Hunter Wright Stadium the next time you are in Kingsport. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen, and it's the only hot dog made right here in Tennessee. Drew Hoover is tonight's starting pitcher for the Axemen, the left-hander out of ETSU, making his third appearance, two starts, one relief outing. Drew Hoover is a Kingsport, Tennessee native. He threw four scoreless innings in his first two outings. He has several relatives, actually, that competed in college, including his father, Michael, at Tennessee Tech and Walter State Community College, his uncle, Rob, at Western Carolina, and his grandfather, David, at Carson Newman. Chase Bloomer leads off the bottom of the first for the Doughboys, the third baseman. Drew Hoover's first offering is watched for a ball high and outside. Bloomer is 10 for 28 this season, a pair of doubles, a home run. The 1-0, ball high. Hoover in four innings has allowed no runs on one hit, four walks, and has struck out six batters. The 2-0 in for a called strike. In the field for Kingsport. Behind the plate, Sebastian Pisacreta. First baseman, Devin Zyras. Second baseman, Cooper Torres. Third baseman, Melendez. Shortstop, Swinney, as Hoover fires the 2-1. It's a ball outside. In left field, Cal Sefcik. Center fielder, Tyree Jackson. And right field, Bryson Trammell. The designated hitter is Tyler Myatt. The 3-1. Bloomer with a sharp grounder down the third baseline. Nice pick by Melendez. Throw across the diamond is unable to be scooped up by Zyras. It's a leadoff infield single for Chase Bloomer. And the Doughboys have a runner aboard.
Now, getting the Doughboys in the eighth. Number 12, Tyler.
Runner on first, nobody out for Kyle Proctor, batting 294, five runs batted in, five runs scored. First offering from Hoover is lifted into center field. Jackson is camped under it in the sun, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out to Kyle Proctor, and it brings up the Brown Bear, Gunnar Borey. Borey has been the most outstanding player for the Doughboys. He's 11 for his first 18 at-bats with four extra base hits, including a pair of home runs. He's walked six times and only struck out twice. Hoover's first offering is watch for a ball outside. Kingsport and the Doughboys knotted up at zeros in the bottom of the first. Runner on first. And they ruled that an error on Zyrus. That should have been an infield hit. That was a tough play. The 1-0, low and inside. Gunnar Borey batting 6-11 with eight RBIs, nine runs scored. Both categories lead the team. Bloomer leads off first, held on by Zyrus, the 3-1. Swing and a miss. And the count is full on Borey. His numbers are quite remarkable. Full count, the payoff pitch. Runner takes off, swung on in line to the shortstop, Swinney, who makes the catch, and they will double up Chase Bloomer to end the inning. Hit and run executed to the opposite of perfection. Both teams record a double play in the first inning. We're scoreless after one.
All right, Doughboys fans, we've got the Dr. Enough Steal the Base Challenge. I've got Kaysen, I've got Donovan, and now I've got Cooper. They're going to go ahead and line up in the They're going to run down to where Gracie is, and they're going to grab a base, and to the first person to touch my hand, slap it as hard as they can, whip. How are you feeling, guys? Feeling good? Feeling good? Let's make some noise for them, Doughboys fans. All right, 3, 2, 1, go! They're off to the races. Cooper with a good lead, but Donovan's trailing. Case is the first one to grab the base. Oh, my gosh. Who's he going to... Oh! We're house of one. One Doughboys fans.
Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. So Devin Zyrus, the cleanup batter, due up for the Axemen. He's 2 for 15 this season with a triple, a pair of walks, four strikeouts. Two runs batted in. First offering from Rouse. Zyrus ropes it into center field, and that will drop in for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Devin Zyrus on the first pitch he sees. And the Axemen have a runner on board with nobody out for Mason Swinney. Mason Swinney steps in. He loves to swing at the first pitch. Zyrus leads off first, held on by Spano. First offering. Ball outside. Should reiterate, he loves to swing if it's in the zone. He's a smart hitter. 2 for 11 this season. A walk, pair of strikeouts, two runs scored, batting 182. The 1-0. Fastball high. Two balls and no strikes. In the second inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored just 1-0. They've yet to score in the second inning. The 2-0. Ball three outside. Well, to begin tonight's game, Tyree Jackson walked on four pitches, and K Kingsport seeks its second four-pitch walk. The 3-0. Watch for a called strike. Hitters count again for Swinney. Two nights ago, three of Swinney's four at-bats lasted one pitch, including a ninth-inning single. Zyrus leads off first, held on by Spano. The 3-1. Swinney grounds it sharply to short. Kearse has it. Tossed to second in time. Throw to first. Got him. Six-four-three double play. Kingsport's second double play offensively and the third double play of the game already.
Now batting to the H, number 21, Tyler Myatt.
Base is empty. Two outs for Tyler Myatt, the designated hitter. Well, he had a stretch of 10 straight at-bats. The strikeout is the first offering. Is watch for a ball low and inside. Not only 10 at-bats, 10 plate appearances. But he snapped that streak by walking on seven pitches, and in a plate appearance, he was once down in the count 0-2. The 1-0, watch for a called strike. Myatt on the season batting 188. Pair of runs batted in, three runs scored. 11 strikeouts and 16 at-bats. The 1-1, way outside. The 2-1, low and out, and Myatt is ahead in the count. Three balls and one strike. With Cooper Torres waiting on deck. For Torres, it's his first time making a start in the field. He's been the designated hitter the previous three times. The 3-1, watch for a called strike, and the count is full on Tyler Myatt. Last night, Kingsport recorded its first base hit on a 3-2 pitch. The Axemen are now 1-for-31, batting 32 and facing a full count. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Make that 1-for-32. For the second inning in a row, the Axemen have the leadoff man reach, but they only bring up three to the plate. Through 1.5 innings of play, scoreless in Johnson City.
System, we have a solution. Rafael Heating and Air Conditioning of East Tennessee is a certified heating air conditioning contractor serving Tri-Cities for over 35 years and specializes in residential and commercial services. Our professional and courteous technicians are on call 24-7 to ensure your comfort needs are met. Call us today at 423-378-4538. Rafael Heating Air Conditioning, 423-378-4538.
One in every eight men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime, but early detection results in the least invasive treatments and the best outcomes. Men, have a conversation with your doctor about the testing for PSA. It's a simple blood test. For more information about getting screened for prostate cancer, go to fansforthecure.org. Bottom of the second inning, scoreless in Johnson City. Due up for the Doughboys, the middle of the order. Noah Rabin, Carson Kearse, and Christian Toledo, who's a two-way player. So Drew Hoover, to begin his Axemen season, has thrown five scoreless innings on just one hit. Rabin this season is 7-for-25. Three of his seven hits have been for extra bases, including a pair of triples. Hoover's first offering. Rabin watches for a called strike. Rabin starting in center field tonight has seven runs batted in, seven runs scored. The 0-1. Rabin chops it foul right in front of home plate. He's walked four times, struck out eight times, has one home run. The 0-2, fastball high. So in all three half innings, the minimum has been sent to the plate because there have been three double plays. The 1-2, strike three call. Hoo-ah! Drew Hoover punches at Rabin looking for the first out in the bottom of the second. Base is unoccupied, one out for Carson Kearse, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. 2-for-18 this season. First offering is a fastball, high ball one. The 1-0, Kearse waves and misses, even count. Kearse this season is 2-for-11, a double, a walk, 5 strikeouts. Pitch lifted into left field. Sefcik going back. It one hops the wall off the warning track. Rounding first on his way to second, Kearse, and he will stand up safely with a one out double. Christian Toledo has been spectacular to begin the season, batting .444. Kearse on second, first pitch from Hoover. There's a ball downstairs. Toledo is 8-for-18 with a triple, a home run, 5 walks, and 4 stolen bases. The 1-0 from Hoover. Called strike one. Toledo with 6 RBIs, 3 runs scored. Kearse on second, 1 out, scoreless in the bottom of the second. Hoover in the stretch, deals the 1-1. Ball in the dirt, good stop by Pisacreta behind the plate. Kingsport again has only allowed 1 second inning run in 6 completed games. They're 3-3 overall, Johnson City 2-5 overall, tied for last place in the Appy League West. The 2-1, swing and a miss. The count is square on Christian Toledo. Hoover comes home with the 2-2. Grounded to short, charge against Swinney. Instead, it's taken by Torres. Throw across the diamond is in time for the out. Torres had a better angle. Intelligent play at the hot corner and advancing to third base, Carson Kearse. And the Doughboys have a runner on third with 2 outs for Nate Connor.
Now batting the left fielder, number 2, Nate Connor.
Nate Connor out of Walter State Community College. Runner on third, 2 outs. Hoover's first pitch, watch for a called strike. Hoover in the first inning threw 10 pitches, 5 were strikes, 5 were balls. And so far this inning, Hoover has thrown 13 pitches. The 0-1. Not sure where that missed, but it's ball one. Connor this season is 7-for-27, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts, a pair of doubles. The 1-1. Called strike two on the outside corner. Doughboys fans are not happy about that one. Hoover one strike away from getting out of this inning. The 1-2. Just outside, and it seems like that was the same exact spot from the previous pitch. The 2-2. Ball three outside. Full count on Connor, the seventh hitting left fielder for Johnson City. Three runs batted in, six runs scored, batting 259 this season. Pivotal 3-2 pitch coming up from Hoover. The payoff. Ball four outside. A six-pitch full-count walk for Nate Connor, and it sends up Brandon Spano, who's 1-for-9 this season with three walks, four strikeouts. Connor on first base, Kurse on third. Would not be shocked if Connor looks to swipe second base on this pitch, and he does. First pitch is low and inside, and without a throw, Connor steals second base. Two runners in scoring position now for Spano. Hoover now pitching from the windup. The 1-0. Lifted into center field. Tyree Jackson going back at the warning track, at the wall. It's off the wall. Two runs will score, and the Doughboys lead 2-0 on a Brandon Spano two-run double. What was bizarre is that there were two outs and the runners weren't going.
Now, batting number eight, number two.
But it does score a pair of runs and the Doughboys lead 2-0. So making his Doughboys season debut, Joey LaMattina, catcher out of Lincoln Memorial University. Runner on second, two outs, first offering. Strike one called. Those are the first two runs surrendered by Hoover this season, earned or unearned. Spano, the runner on second. Doughboys lead by a pair in the bottom of the second. The 0-1, wave and a miss. LaMattina, 5'10", 190 pounds, 19 years old, originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. The 0-2 from Hoover. Ball in the dirt. LaMattina is the sixth Johnson City batter to come up this inning after half of six were faced in the first inning. He's the ninth batter in the lineup. The 1-2 pitch. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! Well, Hoover limits the damage to two runs, but the Doughboys bring home a pair on a two-run double from Brandon Spano. Through two innings of play, Doughboys 2, Axemen nothing.
Sir, please tell us your name and give us your loudest, proudest. Let's go, Doughboys. Let's steal
The Axemen have them right where they want them because Kingsport in all three wins this season have trailed by at least two runs. against Danville in their first win in game two of the season. They trailed 5-0. The series opener against Pulaski trailed 2-0. And last night, trailed 3-0 against Pulaski, winning 7-4. So the Axemen are no strangers to coming from behind and winning baseball games. Cooper Torres, the seventh inning second baseman, leads off the top of the third. First pitch, ball outside. In two innings of work, Weston Rouse has allowed no runs on one hit, one walk, and two strikeouts. The 1-0, ball two outside. Torres this season is 2-for-15 with 10 strikeouts. The 2-0. Ball just outside the zone. That had some great movement on it. Three balls, no strikes on Torres. The pitch. Ball four, low and outside. And for the second time tonight, Kingsport records a leadoff four-pitch walk. Runner on first, nobody out for the Pitt Panthers, Sebastian Pisacreta. His lone hit this season was a two-run game-tying single at Danville on the second game of the season. First pitch is in for a called strike. Kingsport sent the minimum to the plate in each of the first two innings because of a pair of double plays. Torres leads off first, held on by Spano. Pisacreta launches the next pitch into deep left field. Connor going back to the warning track, and it's made by Rabin. The center fielder makes the catch at the last second. Runner on first, one out for Diego Melendez, who's 4-for-15 this season, a stolen base and three strikeouts. Rouse's first pitch, swung on and nubbed foul first base side. Will be picked up by first base coach Tyrell Harris. So Torres led off with a walk, Pisacreta then flew out deep to the center fielder Noah Rabin. Torres leads off first. The 0-1. Melendez lines it into center field. That drops in for a base hit. Torres advances to second base, and the Axemen have two runners on with one out. And it's back to the top of the order for Tyree Jackson, who homered last night and walked on four pitches his first time up this evening. The tying run on first base is Melendez. Melendez on first, Torres on second. Rouse from the stretch. Delivers home. Called strike one. So Kingsport has had at least one batter reach safely in each of the first three offensive frames. 2-0 Doughboys in the top of the third, one out. The 0-1. Called strike two. Jackson displeased with that strike two call. He only has three hits this season, but two of the three have been game-tying hits in the final three innings. The 0-2. Jackson grounds it sharply down the third baseline, and it goes foul. Scooped up by Chase Bloomer, who had the first hit of tonight's game in the bottom of the first. The count remains 0-2 on the leadoff man, Tyree Jackson. Melendez on first, Torres on second. The 0-2. Jackson grounds it sharply, foul third base side. Johnson City 2, Kingsport nothing in the top of the third, one out. For the third time, Rouse fires home the 0-2. Jackson swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Runners on first and second, two outs for Bryson Trammell. Rouse's first pitch is watched for a ball low and inside. Trammell tonight 0 for 1. He grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Borey to Kurse to Spano. And Rouse steps off. One ball, no strikes on the second hitting right fielder. The 1-0. Runners take off. Trammell swings and misses. Throw down to third is in time. Torres tried to steal third base, and he was caught by the catcher, Joey LaMartina. And the Axemen strand a pair of runners on. To the bottom of the third, Johnson City 2, Kingsport nothing. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog.
Let's go, Doughboy!
Of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made right here in Tennessee, so enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick some up at your local grocery retailer. Drew Hoover returns to the mound for the Axemen. In two innings of work, Hoover has allowed a pair of earned runs on two hits, one walk, and two strikeouts. He's thrown 34 pitches, 19 have been strikes. Due up for the Doughboys, it's the top of the order. Chase Bloomer, Kyle Proctor, and Gunnar Borey. In the third inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored by their opponent 3-2.
Now batting number one, Chase Bloomer.
So Bloomer steps in 1-for-1 with a leadoff single in the bottom of the first. Hoover's first pitch is lifted into right center field. Trammell running in, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out to begin the bottom of the third. If you're wondering why the cheer after a flyout, the Johnson City bat boy is a dog. So nobody on, one out. First pitch is a ball outside to Kyle Proctor, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout to the center fielder Tyree Jackson. The 1-0. Change up in for a called strike. Two nothing Doughboys in the bottom of the third, and Hoover steps off. The 1-1 drops in for called strike two. First pitch was a 75-mile-an-hour changeup. Second pitch, 75-mile-an-hour changeup. And the third pitch, as the fourth pitch is fouled away. Third pitch was a 76-mile-an-hour slider, so going well below 80 this at bat. Nobody on, one out for Kyle Proctor. The 1-2. Flied into right field, Trammell running back. At the warning track, he looks up. It's off the wall. And sliding in safely to second base with a one-out double is Kyle Proctor. Second one out for Gunnar Borey, lined out to the shortstop Mason Swinney. It was a double play to end the first inning. Hoover's first pitch is watched for a called strike. Johnson City has two runs on three hits. Kingsport with no runs on two hits. Two of the three Doughboy hits have been doubles, and they thrive on extra base hits. Hoover steps off second, throws back. Yeah, we'll get it. Not in time on the pickoff attempt. Another great crowd at TVA Credit Union Ballpark, home of the Doughboys. The pitch, ball outside. Even count on Gunnar Borey, batting .579 with an astounding 1,767 OPS. The 1-1 drops in for called strike two. The runner on second, Kyle Proctor, was thinking about sprinting for third base, and he would have made it, but he stayed put at bag number two. Now Borey is down in the count. Gunner out of Brown University. Hoover checks on Proctor. Looks at him again, the 1-2. Ball low and outside, and the count is square on Borey. And this calls for a mound visit. Manager Rick Adair comes out. And the mound visit concludes. Two balls, two strikes. Proctor, the runner on second. The pitch. Ball in the dirt, and the count is full on Borey. He is 11 for his first 19 at-bats this season. Even if he makes out for the next three at-bats, he's still batting .500. The payoff pitch from Hoover. Ball high and outside, and it sends Borey to first base on a free pass. Runners on first and second, one out for Noah Rabin. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout looking. He swings at the first pitch, and that will drop into left field for a base hit. It loads the bases with one out for Carson Kurtz. Borey advanced to second. Proctor advanced to third. Carson Kearse is one for one with a double and a run scored. The bases are occupied with one out in the bottom of the third inning. Johnson City 2, Kingsport nothing. Rabin on first, Borey on second, Proctor on third. First offering is watch for a called strike. No balls, one strike. The pitch. Called strike two. This would be huge if Hoover could get out of this inning without allowing a run. Johnson City has two runs on four hits. Kingsport, no runs on two hits. The 0-2 pitch. Ball outside. Chase Bloomer led off with a flyout to the center fielder Jackson. On the next pitch, Kyle Proctor doubled. Gunnar Borey then walked, and on the next pitch, Noah Rabin singled to load the bases for the fifth batter in the order, Carson Kearse. The 1-2, grounded foul, first base side into the Kingsport dugout. One ball and two strikes on Kearse. The pitch. Ball just outside. Nice try from Pisacreta to frame that, and the count runs square. Rabin on first, Borey on second, Proctor on third. The 2-2 from Hoover. Kearse ropes it into right center field, and that'll drop in for a base hit. Proctor scores. Borey scores. Rabin advances to second. Carson Kearse's two-run single gives the Doughboys a 4-0 lead. Runners on first and second, one out now for Christian Toledo. Kearse on first, Rabin on second. First pitch is ripped into center field for a base hit. Both runners will advance, and the bases are once again loaded. The Doughboys are now teeing off of Drew Hoover. Kingsport does have bullpen action. Nate Connor, who walked and scored a run his first time around, has a chance to blow this game open with the Doughboys ahead 4-0. Bases loaded, one out in the bottom of the third. First offering is watch for a called strike. Toledo on first, Kearse on second, Rabin on third. The 0-1 popped him up, and that'll go foul behind home plate. I think they hit a truck on the road. No balls, two strikes on Nate Connor. The pitch from Hoover. Ball one outside. Johnson City has scored a minimum of two runs in back-to-back innings. And they have the bases loaded with one out ahead 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Next pitch is lifted, foul. And that'll go out of play. 1-2 count on Nate Connor. The pitch. Ball two, low and outside. Evens up the count on Connor. Connor originally from Johnson City, Tennessee. Toledo on first, Curse on second, Rabin on third. Hoover from the stretch, fires home the 2-2. Grounded foul into the Kingsport dugout. The count remains square on Nate Connor. Hoover looking to limit the damage to just a pair of runs. The 2-2 pitch. Hit him. Connor records an RBI hit by pitch that scores Rabin, and the Doughboys lead 5-0. Bases loaded again with one out for Brandon Spano. Connor on first, Toledo on second, Curse on third. First pitch, ball outside. Johnson City this inning has scored 3 runs on 4 hits. The 1-0, called strike one on the inside part of the zone. Spano is 1-for-1 with a 2-run double. The 1-1. Spano sends it foul ground right field, and it'll go out of play. One, two, count on Spano. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Spano is out on strikes, and the bases are loaded with 2 outs for the 9th-hitting catcher, Joey LaMattina. He's 0-for-1 with an inning-ending strikeout looking in the bottom of the second. First offering, LaMattina waves and misses. Connor on first, he was hit by a pitch. Toledo on second, he singled, and Curse on third, he singled as well. The 0-1, low and inside. Even count on LaMattina, looking to extend the Doughboys' lead to 6 or more. The pitch, ball 2 outside. It was dropped by Pisacreta, but he keeps it in front of him. And LaMattina is ahead in the count. Connor on first, Toledo on second, Curse on third. 2 balls and 1 strike. The pitch. LaMattina fouls it off the home plate netting. Johnson City 5, Kingsport nothing in the bottom of the 3rd inning. The bases are occupied for LaMattina. Hoover in the stretch position. Comes home with the 2-2. LaMattina waves and misses. He's out on strikes. So the Doughboys strand the bases loaded, but not before they get 3 more and lead 5-0. 4th inning coming up next. Kingsport looking to get back in it.
And I've got Addy. They're going to come down the stairs real quick. Come on, don't be scared. Their seats have been upgraded to the Ballot Health Best Seats in the House upgrade. Now, fans, you come to a Doughboys game, your seats are automatically upgraded down here, right behind home plate. Let's make some noise for the Doughboys fans. And also, a fun fact, Jada in the pink, it was her birthday yesterday. So, if you see her, wish her a happy birthday, Doughboys fans.
All right, it's time for some Axemen runs, and Bryson Trammell leads off the top of the fourth inning, 0-for-1, grounded into a double play in the first. He swings at the first pitch, grounded to first. Nice backhand stop by Spano, but Trammell will beat out the throw to first, and it's a first pitch leadoff single for Trammell. Last night, the Axemen scored their first fourth inning run of the season. Runner on first, nobody out for Sefcik, who is 0-for-1 with a half inning strikeout. Sefcik fouls off the first pitch with the home plate netting. In three complete innings of scoreless baseball, Weston Rouse has allowed three hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. Trammell on first, held on by Spano. The 0-1, Sefcik chops it foul third base side, and he's down to the count 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, fouled back. Doughboys 5, Axemen nothing in the top of the fourth inning. The Axemen have overcame a 5-run deficit before. The 0-2 again. Ball in the dirt, and it gets past the catcher, La Martina, but Trammell didn't get a good enough read, and he'll stay put at first. The Axemen trailed 5-0 in game 2 of the season against Danville and scored 6 unanswered to end the game, including a go-ahead RBI triple from Zyrus in the top of the ninth. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Sefcik is out on strikes for the first out of the inning. Trammell on first. The cleanup batter, Zyrus, steps up. Throw back to first is not in time. Almost picked off Trammell. Weston Rouse has now struck out 4 batters in 3 1/3 innings pitched of scoreless baseball. Zyrus is 1-for-1 with a single into center field. Chops the next pitch foul. Thank you. The 0-1. Ball in the dirt. Even count on Zyrus. Runner on first, one out in the top of the fourth inning with Johnson City ahead 5-0. Throw back to first. Not in time again. He's really close, though, to getting trammeled. The 1-1. Up and in. Zyrus is 3 for his first 16 at-bats with a pair of singles, a triple, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. Trammell leads off first, held on by Spano. The pitch. Zyrus crushes it into deep right center field. That ball is gone. Devin Zyrus smacks his first home run of the season, and it brings home a pair. The lead is cut to 3, and it's 5-2 Johnson City. The comeback begins. Mason Swinney is 0-for-1 with a double play. First pitch is low and inside. Did he go around? Yes, he did. So 5-2 now Doughboys after the two-run shot from Zyrus. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Swinney is 2 for his first 12 at-bats. The 0-2. Poked foul and out of play. Swinney making his fourth start of the season. He's made 4 straight starts. Nico Newhan is not in the lineup tonight for the first time this season. He leads the team with 3 multi-hit games. The 0-2. Swinney grounds it sharply to short. Kearse has it. The running throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. Nobody on, 2 outs for Tyler Myatt, 0-for-1 with a half inning strikeout in the top of the second inning. First pitch is watched for a ball low and outside. Johnson City has 5 runs on 6 hits. Kingsport has 2 runs on 4 hits and has made 1 error in the field. The 1-0, low and outside, hitter's count for Myatt. Myatt has struck out in 12 of his first 17 at-bats. The 2-0, Myatt grounds it to second. Borey has it, throw to first, ends the half inning. But not before Devin Zyrus puts the Axemen on the board with a 2-run shot to deep right. Through 3.5 innings of play, Johnson City 2, Kingsport 2. Johnson City 5, Kingsport 2.
Doughboys fans, we want to thank one of our sponsors tonight, Abundant Christian Living Community, and we are going to do a baseball toss. Let me make some noise, Doughboys fans. Get on your feet, everybody. We got plenty of baseballs. I'm going to need you guys on your feet. All right, make sure we guys can hear you. All right, as we sweep y'all's area, we need to see y'all. We need to hear y'all loud and proud. So good right now. But I'm gonna need a little bit more. I see you up there. Alright. You got some little baseballs real quick. Up! My Doughboy fans out!
For the second inning in a row, Johnson City begins the frame with the leadoff man, Chase Bloomer, is 1-for-2 with a single and a fly out. First pitch is low and outside. New pitcher for Kingsport and making his second appearance of the season is JT Davis, who replaces Drew Hoover. The 1-0 from Davis is watched for a ball low and outside. It was a tough outing for Davis, his first and only timeout. In two-thirds of an inning, he allowed 4 in runs as the 2-0 is ball downstairs. He allowed 4 in runs on 4 hits, 4 walks, and a strikeout. One of his 2 outs recorded came on a runner getting thrown out at home on a base hit. And threw 18 balls, 19 strikes as the 3-0 is in for a called strike. Hitters count the 3-1, low and away. Chase Bloomer's leadoff walk puts him on first base for Kyle Proctor. Davis now in two-thirds of an inning has walked 5 batters. First pitch to Proctor is a fastball outside. Proctor is 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Davis from the stretch comes home with the 1-0. Ball in the dirt. Johnson City has 5 runs, scored 2 in the second, 3 in the third. Kingsport with 2 runs, scored both in the top of the fourth on a Devin Zyras 2-run home run. Runner takes off the 2-0 as a ball in the dirt. Throw down to second. Hits the back of JT Davis and rolls into left field. But Bloomer stays put at second base. So Pizzicrita threw that off the back of JT Davis. It was a very low throw. But Davis appears to be just fine. Three balls and no strikes on Kyle Proctor. JT Davis looking to avoid walking his first two batters face. The pitch. Called strike one. Proctor is 6-for-19 this season. 5 RBIs, 6 runs scored, including 1 tonight. The 3-1. Called strike two. Gunnar Borey waits on deck. He walked his last time around, scored a run. Full count on Proctor. The payoff from Davis. Grounded to short. Swinney picks it up. Throw to first. In time for the out. And Bloomer stays put at second base. That is a huge out for JT Davis. He was down to the count 3-0. Through 2 straight called strikes and then got Proctor out. Props to Davis.
Number 22, Gunner Gray.
Runner on second, one out for Gunner Borey. Davis looking to keep the Axemen within 3 runs. First offering, watch for a ball low and away. The 1-0, ball 2 downstairs. Johnson City 5, Kingsport 2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 2-0, low and away. There's 3 straight batters have faced 3-0 counts from JT Davis. One reached on a walk, the other grounded out. We'll see how Gunnar Borey does. Does he have the green light? the 3-0. Ball four, low and away. It's a four-pitch walk to Gunnar Borey, and the Doughboys have runners on first and second. One out for the cleanup man, Noah Rabin, and calls for a mound visit from Josh Lucas. Borey on first, Bloomer on second. They both walk. Both runners take off. It's a ball high and outside. Throw down to third is wild, and it is saved by Melendez, though, from going to left field. But the double steal is perfected. So Borey to second, Bloomer to third. Two runners in scoring position, one out for Rabin, who singled his last time up and scored. The 1-0 from Davis. Rabin skies it. Fouling out of play. The 1-1. Rabin pokes it. Just foul down the left field line. And for the first time in this outing, JT Davis is ahead in the count. Borey on second, Bloomer on third. 5-2 Doughboys in the bottom of the fourth, threatening once again. The 1-2 pitch. Rabin waves and misses. Strike three. Hoo-ah. Big time K from Davis. And with two runners in scoring position and two outs, it brings up Carson Kearse, who already has a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of runs batted in, a run scored, a double. And he grounds the first pitch to the second baseman, Torres, and that retires the side. Throw to first in time. The Doughboys strand a pair of runners in scoring position, and maybe this will provide some momentum to the Axemen as they bring up the bottom three batters of the order in the top of the fifth. Johnson City still ahead by three, 5-2 Doughboys.
All right, Doughboys fans.
I'm like a little woozy right now.
We've got Gavin, we've got Josh. They're going to spin around 20 times. And then the first one to pass me is the winner. Gavin, how are you feeling? He's feeling great. Josh, how are you feeling? He's feeling amazing. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh my gosh, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, come on, Josh. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Go, Gavin. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, Josh, the winner. Oh, my gosh. Make some noise for him, Doughboys fans.
Giveaway and a Christian Living Camp. You can pick up your prize at the end of the game.
Weston Rouse returns to the mound for Johnson City. In four innings, he's allowed two earned runs on four hits, two walks, four strikeouts, and a Zyrus home run. Torres swings at the first pitch, and that's launched into deep left field, and it'll be caught by Connor. Well-tagged ball, though. Pizzacreta is 0 for 1 with a flyout to the center fielder, Rabin, who launches a first pitch called strike. Pizzacreta is 1 for his first 11 at-bats now, batting below 100 for the first time this season at 91. The 0-1 curves outside, even count. The 1-1. Low and inside in the dirt. Pizzacreta's ahead in the count. So Torres hit a well-tagged flyout to the left fielder Connor on the first pitch of the fifth inning. Doughboys lead 5-2. The 2-1. Ball three outside. The 3-1. Ball four in the dirt. It's a one-out, five-pitch walk for Sebastian Pizzacreta.
Now, batting number four, Diego Melendez.
Runner on first, one out for Diego Melendez, who is 1 for 1 with a single. He's 5 for his first 16 at-bats this season. Pizzacreta on first. First pitch to Melendez is watched for a ball high up and in. Melendez does very well at putting the ball in play. 16 at-bats, only 3 strikeouts and 5 hits. The 1-0, Melendez grounds it sharply to first. Spano taps on the bag and the throw to second. In time, they tag out Pizzacreta. It's a 3-6 double play to end the half inning, and that is the third double play the Axemen have hit into. We're halfway through tonight's game.
Right,
bottom of the fifth coming up next. Johnson City 5, Kingsport 2.
I'm here with my man Tucker, and he is tonight's Fanatics 101 fan of the game. He's going home with a prize from Fanatics 101. All right, Tucker, give me your loudest, proudest, go Doughboys.
Go
Doughboys! Let's make some noise for Doughboys fans.
It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you are looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Loan subject to approval, certain terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. New pitcher for Kingsport is Jonathan Webster. JT Davis threw a scoreless fourth inning. No hits, two walks, and a strikeout. Dropped his ERA from 54 to 21.6. So Webster in one outing has thrown a scoreless inning on a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. 6-7-8 batters due up for the Doughboys. Toledo, Connor, and Spano. Toledo singled, and he's 1 for 2 tonight. Webster's first offering is watched for a called strike. The Doughboys have 5 runs on 6 hits. The Axemen have 2 runs on 4 hits, one of which was a Devin Zyrus Two-run blast to deep right. The 0-1 curves inside, even count. The 1-1, swing and a miss on a dirt ball. Nobody on, nobody out. The 1-2 from Webster. Swung on, grounded to second. Picked up by Torres, and the throw to first is in time for the out. The goal is to send home the Johnson City Dog, disappointed. Nobody on, one out for Nate Connor. He walked and was hit by a pitch, and he watches a first pitch called strike. His hit by pitch was an RBI with the bases loaded. The 1-0. Connor grounds it sharply to short. Sweeney fields it cleanly. Throw to first. Perfection. Two up, two down. I'll tell you what, if I was a hitter, I wouldn't want a dog picking up my bat every time. It leaves chew marks. Especially in a wood bat. Brandon Spano, the batter with nobody on and two outs. First pitch is a ball outside. So ground out to second from Toledo. Ground out to shortstop for Nate Connor. And it brings up Spano 1-for-2 with a two-run double. The 1-0 curves in down the middle for a called strike. The 1-1. Ball too low and outside. The 2-1. Hit Spano. So Spano reaches on a hit by pitch. Well, there's a Tottenham Hotspur jersey in attendance. I think we just found the smartest person in the building. We'll see if there's a player on the back. Runner on first, two outs for La Martina. First pitch is a ball low and outside. Spano leads off first. The pitch, grounded sharply to short. Sweeney charges in, fields it cleanly, tossed to second in time for the final out of the inning. Force out on La Martina. Through five, still a game, Johnson City 5, Kingsport 2. The top of the order is due up for the Axemen in the top of the sixth inning, looking to crawl back into this game.
I've got a contestant here, Maggie, and she's got an important choice to make. She's either going to get a free or what's inside this mystery box. Now, to start off, what do you think the Doughboys fan thinks you should pick? Doughboy ticket or the mystery box? Okay. Maggie, I'm going to throw something in there real quick. I'm going to throw in 2 Doughboys tickets and $5 Doughboys cash. Now, fans, what do you think? 2 Doughboys tickets and Doughboys cash? Or the mystery box? All right, Maggie. What are you going to choose? Now think hard, think long. She chooses the 2 Doughboys tickets. Now let's see what she would choose if she got the mystery box. I'm gonna unravel this, hold on. Oh, Maggie, you got some. It was a roll of toilet paper. Doughboys fan, let's make some noise for Maggie. Yeah.
Starting pitcher Weston Rouse is back out, looking for a quality outing. He's already in line for the win in five innings. He has thrown just 66 pitches. His first offering to Jackson. He lays down a bunt, pulls back, and it's in for a called strike. Jackson tonight is 0 for 1 with a walk and a half-inning-ending strikeout in the top of the third. Rouse has allowed two earned runs on four hits, three walks, and four Ks. The 0-1. Jackson grounds it to short. Charging in, Kearse fields it cleanly. Throw to first is high, and Spano was on the bag, and Jackson is out. That was quite close to being a throwing error.
Now, Megan, we're two, Bryce and Trevor.
Sorry.
Nobody on, one out for Trammell, who's one for two with a single and a run scored. First offering, watch for a called strike. The 0-1, Trammell swings and misses. Johnson City 5, Kingsport 2 in the top of the sixth inning. Bryson Trammell walked twice and scored twice, including the game-winning run on June 11th versus Pulaski. The 0-2, and a ball rolled onto the field from the Johnson City bullpen. He had one 5-pitch walk and one 4-pitch walk. Again, Nico Newhan out of the lineup tonight for the first time this season. And no Jet Gilliam either. And those are arguably the two hottest guys in the lineup. The 0-2, Trammell fouls it away.
That foul ball brought to you by Auto Move to Lizard Repair.
Seven of the nine Kingsport batters in the order are batting below 200. No balls, two strikes on Trammell. Rouse fires home. It's a ball low and outside. Kingsport, for the first time last night, scored in the sixth inning. They put up a pair of runs. The 1-2 pitch. Trammell skies it into center field. Rabin going after it, and he makes the catch in the left center gap for the second out of the inning. Bases unoccupied, two outs for Cal Sefcik. 0 for 2 with a pair of swinging strikeouts. He swings at the first pitch and knocks it out of play. No balls and one strike. Weston Rouse is one out away from picking up a quality outing. Of course, he is also in line for the win. The 0-1, Sefcik fouls it back off the home plate netting. The 0-2, ball outside. Johnson City 5, Kingsport 2 in the top of the sixth inning. Nobody on, two outs. The 1-2 pitch. Low and outside. It gets past the catcher, La Martina. That squares up the count on Sefcik. From the windup, Rouse delivers the 2-2 pitch. Sefcik pops it up. Foul ground, and it will blow out of play. So Sefcik was down on the count 0-2 after a pair of foul balls, then watched two balls out of the zone to even up the count and fouled off the last pitch. The 2-2 again. Sefcik ropes it down the left field line, and that will go just foul. Ball was smoked. Four foul balls in this plate appearance for Sefcik. The count remains square on the Indiana Hoosier. For the third time, the 2-2 pitch. Ball downstairs, and it fills up the count. Sefcik looking to spark a two-out rally with the cleanup batter Zyrus on deck, who homered two batters in his last time up. The payoff pitch. Sefcik grounds it fair down the third baseline for a base hit. Sefcik grounds first. He will stand up safely on second base with a two-out, two-strike double. His second double of the season. And a mound visit to Weston Rouse. And this is going to do it for him. Unofficial outing in 5 2/3 innings of work. He'll have two earned runs on five hits, three walks, and four strikeouts, as well as a home run. And listen to the crowd. He is in line for the win. We'll see who the Doughboys bring in relief. Judging by height, it's either McCormick, Morin, or Mason Murdoch. Let's see if I'm right.
Wendy Lucas, you're the winner of the wagon giveaway at Athletic Christian Living Team. You can pick up your prize at the end of the game. Again, Wendy Lucas, you're the winner of the wagon giveaway at Athletic Christian Living Team. You can pick up your prize at the end of the game.
So Sefcik is the runner on second after the two-out, two-strike double down the third baseline.
This pitching game is brought to you by Erie Insurance. Now pitching the Doughboys, number 31, Noah Lysoy.
Noah Wieczorek is the new pitcher for the Doughboys. The right-hander out of Liverpool, New York, goes to Siena University, home of the Saints. Runner on second, two outs for Devin Zyrus. Wieczorek will face the cleanup batting first baseman with Sefcik on second and Johnson City leading 5-2. First offering, low and outside. Zyrus is 2-for-2 with a single and a two-run home run. The 1-0. Zyrus pops it up foul behind home plate and evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Sefcik leads off second. Wisorek in the stretch. Fires the 1-1. Called strike two on the lower outside part of the zone. It's the first multi-hit game for Zyrus. And he'll have at least two more chances to make it three hits on the night. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. Zyrus out on strikes, and that retires the side. So Wisorek punches out Zyrus swinging on four pitches. To the bottom half of the sixth, we go with the top of the Johnson City order due up for the third time tonight. Because La Martina has made the last out in the second, third, and fifth inning. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there's something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It's a place where friendship flourishes and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. So Chase Bloomer leads off the bottom of the sixth. Webster still in the game. First offering drops in for a called strike. Bloomer, 0-2 with a walk. The 0-1 is grounded up the middle. Second baseman makes a sliding play. Throw to first. Got him. Cooper Torres with a gorgeous stop. We got the out. Nobody on, one out for Kyle Proctor. 1-3 with a double and a run scored. He watches a first pitch called strike. The 0-1 drops in for strike two call. Johnson City has not scored since the third inning. They were blanked in the fourth and fifth, and Kingsport looks to repeat that in the sixth. The 0-2 pitch. Half swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Hoo-wah! It's a three-pitch K from Webster to Proctor, and Webster has retired the first two batters of the bottom of the sixth. Gunnar Borre is 0-1 with a run scored, a pair of walks. He swings at the first pitch. One hopper to short. Swinney catches it. Throw to first. In time for the final out of the inning. For the first time since the first inning, the Doughboys send the minimum to the plate. To the seventh we go. The Axemen have some momentum with Swinney, Myatt, and Torres due up.
Please take a look at the
First pitch was at 7.02 p.m. Eastern. We are an hour and 42 minutes into the game, 102 minutes to be exact. Mason Swinney leads off the top of the seventh inning, 0 for 2, grounded into a double play and then grounded out his last time up. Swings and misses at the first pitch, no balls and one strike. It's still Noah Wisorek on the mound. The 0-1. Ball one downstairs, evens up the count. Swinney two for his first 13 at-bats this season with just two strikeouts. The 1-1. Swinney pops it up. Fouling out of play first base side. One ball, two strikes, base is empty, nobody out. The pitch. Ball downstairs and evens up the count on Swinney. The 2-2. Swinney grounds it into center field for a base hit. Swinney has hits in back-to-back games and his leadoff single brings up Tyler Myatt with nobody out. Nice piece of hitting from Swinney. Tyler Myatt is 0 for 2. Both times he came up, it ended the half inning. A strikeout and a ground out. He launches a ball downstairs. Myatt records a hit once every six at-bats, 3 for 18. Swinney leads off first, held on by Spano. The 1-0. Wave and a miss. Myatt batting 167, pair of runs batted in, three runs scored. Runner takes off, the pitch is low and outside, and Swinney will steal second base, sliding in head first. And that's his first stolen base of the year. When batting with runner in scoring position, Myatt is 2 for 7 with 2 RBIs and 5 strikeouts. The 2-1. Called strike two. Swinney is the runner on second with nobody out in the top of the seventh inning. 5-2 Doughboys lead. Square count on Myatt. The pitch. Fouled back. Two balls, two strikes on the sixth hitting designated hitter. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Myatt strikes out. He's 0 for 3 with a pair of Ks.
Yeah, I like to strike out
With the runner on second and one out, it brings up Cooper Torres. 0 for 1 with a walk and a fly out to the left fielder, Nate Connor. Torres has 2 hits and 16 at-bats, 10 strikeouts. First offering, watch for a ball in the dirt. Johnson City with a 3-run lead in the top of the 7th. The 1-0, wave and a miss from Torres. Kingsport has been the best 7th-inning team in the Appalachian League. It's outscored its opponents 11-0. The only team in the Appy League who has not allowed a 7th-inning run, in fact. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Time is called. Swinney is the runner on second with one out. 1 ball, 2-strike count on Torres. The pitch. Ball low and away.
Excuse me.
The 2-2 pitch. Torres pops it up. Now it'll go foul out of play. It remains a square count on Cooper Torres, the ETSU Buccaneer. Swinney leads off second. The pitch. Torres grounds it sharply to short. Kearse makes the play. Throw to first is in time for the out, but Swinney advances to third. Runner on third, 2 outs now for Sebastian Pisacreta. When batting with runners in scoring position, Pisacreta is 1 for 1 with 2 RBIs and a hit by pitch. So small sample size, but he's reached base safely both times. He watches a first pitch ball low and outside. Johnson City has 5 runs. Kingsport 2. The 1-0. Called strike one. Pisacreta tonight is 0 for 1 with a fly out to the center fielder Noah Rabin, and he walked his last time up in the top of the 5th. The 1-1. Pisacreta ropes it into deep left field, but right there to make the half inning catch was Nate Connor. The Axemen are hitting the ball hard tonight, just right to the outfielders. So a half inning lineout to the left fielder. The Axemen had a runner on second and nobody out, failed to score. It's stretch time in Johnson City. Middle of the order due up for the Doughboys when we come back. Thank you. First pitch is middle inside on the cleanup batter, Noah Rabin. Still Jonathan Webster on the mound. He's thrown a pair of scoreless innings. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Rabin tonight is 1-for-3. The run scored. The 1-1. Ball low and outside, low and inside. Kingsport has 2 runs on 6 hits. Johnson City with 5 runs on 6 hits. The 2-1 is swung on and missed. Square count on Rabin. 8-for-28 this season. He's batting .286 with a .953 OPS. The 2-2. Swing on, grounded sharply to the first baseman, Zyrus, who picks it up and steps on the bag himself for the first out in the bottom half of the seventh. Bases empty, 1 out for Carson Kearse. Kearse tonight 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs and a run scored. He watches a first pitch called strike. The 0-1. Ball high and inside, evens up the count on Kearse. He entered tonight 2 for his first 18 at-bats, and tonight he has a pair of hits and just 3 ABs. The 1-1, ground to third. Nice backhand play by Melendez to keep it in front, but he couldn't field it cleanly. So Kearse reaches on what should be an infield hit. That was a tough play to make. Let's see what the official ruling is. It is ruled an infield single. Runner on first, 1 out for Christian Toledo. Throwback to first is wild. It gets past Devin Zyrus, and Kearse will advance to second base on the errant throw from Webster on the pickoff attempt. Kearse is the runner on second with 1 out in the bottom of the seventh. Doughboys ahead 5-2. The pitch. Ball downstairs. Toledo tonight is 1-for-3. Grounded out his first time up, singled, and then grounded out his last time up. The 1-0. Toledo grounds it sharply. Fair down the third baseline for a base hit. Kearse rounds third. He will score. Toledo on his way to second, and he heads for third, and instead he puts on the brakes. It's an RBI double for Toledo, and the Doughboys extend their lead back to 4. 6-4 Johnson City, 6-2. A multi-hit game for Toledo. Now it's Nate Connor, 0-for-1 with a walk, a hit by pitch, and a run scored. Toledo leads off second. He's a threat to steal, and he takes off. First pitch inside, throw down to third, not in time.
Another Jersey Mike's stolen base.
Toledo swipes his fifth bag of the season, and the Doughboys have a runner 90 feet away from home with 1 out. The 0-1, called strike 2 on Connor. Johnson City 6, Kingsport 2. The Doughboys have never surrendered their lead after scoring 2 in the bottom half of the second inning on a 2-run double from Brandon Spano. The pitch. Ball outside. Correction, the count is 2-1 on Connor. the pitch. Foul to the left of home plate, and the count is square. Johnson City looks to win back-to-back games for the first time in 2024. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Connor out on strikes. Spano grounds the first pitch in the left field for a base hit, and it scores Toledo 7-2 Doughboys. Doughboys lead 7-2 after Spano's RBI single that brought home Toledo. It's the ninth batter, Joey LaMontina, and he's been cursed tonight. He's 0-for-3, and every out has been the last of the inning. And Spano, who entered tonight's game 1-for-9, has a multi-hit game for himself. Curse has 3 hits, and Toledo and Spano both have a pair. And there's a pop-up into center field. Tyree Jackson is under it. He loses it, and that'll be a base hit. Spano scores, and to third goes LaMontina. With an RBI triple, I'm not sure what happened on that play. Tyree Jackson just lost it in the lights. The least deserving triple you'll ever see. And it's 8-2 Doughboys. Runner on third, 2 outs for Chase Bloomer. The seventh batter to come up this inning, and he watches ball one high and inside. The Doughboys have scored 3 runs in the seventh inning. They have 10 hits total. The 1-0 called strike one. When we get to the top of the eighth, the Axemen have the ninth batter, Melendez, and then the top of the order due up with Jackson and Trammell. The 1-1. Bloomer pops it foul and out of play first base side. The 1-2 pitch. Outside the zone, square count on Bloomer. Bloomer tonight is 0-for-3 with a walk. Webster comes on with the 2-2 pitch. Ball 3 high and outside. At the moment, Drew Hoover is in line for the loss, and Weston Rouse in line for the win for Johnson City. The Kingsport starter has yet to record a win this season. The payoff pitch. Chop foul behind home plate. Three balls, 2 strikes. The payoff. High and inside. Bloomer walks, and the Doughboys now have runners on the corners. 2 outs for Kyle Proctor. And that's going to do it for Jonathan Webster. Unofficial line in 2 2/3 innings of work. Webster's allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. He is responsible for both runners on base, and Kyle Proctor looks to extend the Doughboys lead to 7 or more. Kingsport brings in a new pitcher. We'll see who it is in just a moment. New pitcher for the Axemen is Nick Bruno. Nick Bruno makes his first appearance of the season for the Axemen. Nick Bruno is from New Bern, North Carolina. He goes to UNC Asheville. He's a sophomore. Asheville, one of the more beautiful cities in America. Johnson City 8, Kingsport 2. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Doughboys in the midst of a 3-run inning, and they bring up the fourth batter, or the eighth batter of the frame. And it's Kyle Proctor. They picked off the runner at first. Zyrus throw to second. Now the throw home is wild. La Martina scores, and Bloomer advances to second base, and the Doughboys lead it 9-2. Johnson City has now 4 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kingsport has now made 2 errors. Runner on second, 2 outs for Proctor. Bruno in the stretch, fires home. Ball low and outside. The 1-0, poke foul. Proctor tonight is 1-for-4 with a double, a run scored, and a strikeout. He's batting .286 this season. He entered tonight batting .294. The 1-1 from Bruno. Poked foul and out of play. 1-2. The Axemen are 1 strike away from getting out of the seventh inning, but Johnson City has already put up 4 runs in the frame to take a 9-2 commanding lead. Bloomer on second. Johnson City ahead by 7. The 1-2 pitch. Strike three call. Hoo-ah. Johnson City brings up eight batters and brings home four. And they lead 9-2 through seven innings of play. Melendez, Jackson, Trammell, the 9-1-2 batters, due up for Kingsport in the top of the eighth.
All right, everybody. My DJ up there, Chris, is going to play some 80s rock music, and we're going to have an air guitar challenge. When the music starts, we're going to have the camera pan, and I want to see everyone do their best air guitar impression. DJ, start us off. Private, you ready? All right, Harper. Okay, Private, come on. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, crowd, let me see it. Let me see it. We're going to start. Okay, yeah, are we out? Drink your hand, too. Okay, okay. Oh, yeah. We got some other fans up here. Oh, yeah. All right, Pistol Pete, I see you up there. Hey, give me your best impression. Hey, let's see who else we got. Oh, yeah. We got someone right here. Hey, shout out Austin Pete. Shout out Austin. Oh yeah, let me see some let me see y'all Doughboys fans. Oh yeah, we got some up here. Oh my gosh, you guys look so good. Hold on, let's play it this way. Hey, let me see those air guitar guys. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'll keep it right here. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You guys are so awesome. Oh yeah, Audrey, we got one more right here. Oh my gosh, you guys are so awesome. All right, give me such a round of applause, Doughboys fans.
New pitcher for the Doughboys, wearing number 6, Bryce McCain out of Aledo, Texas, goes to Oklahoma State. 6'2", 190 pounds. McCain faces Melendez, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a half-inning double play back in the fifth inning. Johnson City 9, Kingsport 2. First pitch to Melendez. Waved on and missed. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and Melendez may have hurt his hand. He's grabbing at it. Unfortunately, you can't rub any dirt on it because the field is turf. No balls, two strikes on Melendez. Bryce McCain throws sidearm. The pitch, swing and a miss. Three-pitch K to Melendez to begin the eighth. That has to be so hard to read off the release from McCain. But it destroys your arm. In the long run, throwing sidearm. First pitch to Jackson, low and outside. The Doughboys scored 2 in the second, 3 in the third, and 3 in the seventh, 4 in the seventh. It's in for a called strike. 1-1 count on Jackson. The 1-1. Low and inside. Jackson is ahead in the count. Tonight, Jackson is 0-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. Batting 136 this season, 3-for-22. The 2-1. Jackson pokes it. Just foul down the right field line. Square count, the pitch. Ball low and outside. Johnson City 9, Kingsport 2 in the top of the eighth. Nobody on, one out. The payoff pitch. Jackson grounds it back to the pitcher. McCain, who fields it cleanly, throw to first, is in time for the out. Brings up Bryson Trammell. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Batting 182 with a 673 OPS. First offering from McCain. Watched for a ball outside. The 1-0. Ball two downstairs. Kingsport in the eighth inning this season has outscored their opponents 4-1. The 2-0. Trammell skies it into center field. Rabin is under it. And he makes the half inning ending catch. For the fourth time tonight, the Axemen go down in order. We've played 7.5 innings. Bottom of the eighth coming up next. With Bori, Rabin, and Kirst, the 3-4-5 batters, due up for the Doughboys. Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands at Hunter Wright Stadium to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog. It's the only hot dog made right here in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen and three other teams. New pitcher for Kingsport. And making his season debut, it's Carson Clark. Clark faces Gunnar Borre, Noah Rabin, and Carson Kirst. Borre tonight, 0-for-2 with a pair of walks and a run scored, batting .550 with a 1,710 OPS. So the Doughboys lead by 7. First pitch from Clark is in for a called strike. So Clark, also a sidearm pitcher. We'll tell you about Clark in a moment as he brings home the 0-1. Called strike two. Clark in 8 relief appearances for Tennessee Wesleyan this season. Pitched 8 1/3 innings, had a 7.56 ERA and 1.56 whip, and he's originally from Athens, Tennessee. The 0-2. Slow roller to short. Charging in, the third baseman Melendez throwing the run to first is in time for the out. And Borre has somehow been held hitless. He entered tonight 11-for-18. Nobody on, one out. First pitch to Rabin is grounded softly, foul down the first baseline. So quite a few of last night's starters are not playing tonight for the Axemen. Nico Newhan, J. Jet Gilliam, Charlie Rogan. No balls and one strike on Rabin. The pitch roped into right field for a base hit. Rabin becomes the fourth Doughboy to record multi-hits tonight. He's the runner on first with one out for Kearse, who leads all players tonight with three base knocks. He's 3-for-4 with two runs batted in and a pair of runs scored. So Kearse entered tonight 2-for-18. He's 3-for-4 tonight. First pitch, ball high. Pisacrita, the throw down to second. Not in time as Rabin steals second base. The 1-0. Kearse flies it into right field. Running back and watching it go over his head was Trammell, rounding third and on his way home. And scoring is Rabin. And it's an RBI double for Carson Kearse. 10-2 Doughboys. Carson Kearse is now 4-for-5 with three RBIs. By far the player of the night as it brings up Toledo with a runner on second and one out. For the second time this season, the Axemen have allowed double-digit runs, 11 to Tri-State and 10 so far tonight to the Doughboys. There's ball one to Toledo. 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored, batting .455 with a 1,283 OPS. This Doughboy lineup is stacked from top to bottom. Clark steps off and checks on Kearse. Kearse has now doubled three times this season. The Doughboys have scored five unanswered since Devin Zyrus's two-run shot in the fourth inning. There's ball two low and inside. The Doughboys have doubled the Axemen hit total, 12-6. The 2-0, Toledo smacks it, foul and out of play, first base side. Christian Toledo's a two-way player from the Bronx, New York, and he goes to Allegheny College of Maryland. 6 feet, 180 pounds. Two balls and one strike. Kearse on second. The pitch. Toledo fouls it off the home plate and inning. Evens up the count. Every Axemen pitcher, well, two have not allowed an earned run tonight. Bruno and Davis. Toledo hit an RBI double his last time up. The 2-2 pitch, fouled back. Johnson City tonight has stolen 8 bases, 8-for-8. The 2-2, Toledo grounds it back to the pitcher. Clark dives on it, but couldn't field it cleanly. And Kearse advances to third base. The Doughboys have runners on the corners with one out for Nate Connor, and that should be a fielding error. The Doughboys tonight are 7-for-16 batting with runners in scoring position, and if that's a hit, it's 8-for-17, and it is. You can't call that a base hit. It's a three-hit night for Toledo. First pitch is low and outside to Nate Connor. Just a frustrating night all around for the Axemen. The 1-0, low and inside. Johnson City 10, Kingsport 2 in the bottom of the eighth. The Doughboys threatening once again with runners on the corners and one out for Nate Connor. The pitch high and inside, 3-0 count. Connor tonight is 0-2 with an RBI, a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout. He's batting .241 this season. Toledo on first, Curse on third, the 3-0, strike one call. The 3-1, low and outside, ball four. It's a five-pitch walk for Nate Connor, and the Doughboys have loaded the bases for Brandon Spano. And now a pitching mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas. Connor on first, Toledo on second, Curse on third. The Doughboys have a chance to take a double-digit lead over the Axemen. Spano is 2-for-3 with three RBIs and a run scored. Connor on first, Toledo on second, Curse on third, and relief pitcher Clark steps off the rubber. Now he's back on. First offering is watched for a called strike. Bases loaded, one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Doughboys scored two in the second, three in the third, four in the seventh, and one so far in the eighth. The Doughboys are looking for their fourth multi-run inning. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Spano kicked off tonight, scoring with a two-run double in the bottom of the second inning. The 0-2 pitch. Spano smacks it foul and out of play first base side. The 0-2, ripped into left field for a base hit. Curse scores, Toledo advances to third, and it skips past the left fielder, Sefcik. Toledo scores. Connor will stay put at third base, and it's an RBI single and then a fielding error on Sefcik. It's 12-2 Doughboys. And Spano becomes the third Doughboy tonight with at least three hits. Doughboys up by 10, and it brings up the seventh batter of the inning, Joey LaMartina. Still one out. First pitch is watched for a called strike. The Doughboys have 12 runs on 14 hits. The Axemen have two runs on six hits, and the Axemen have now made three errors in the field. The 0-1, LaMartina hits it foul. Pizzacreta throws to first. They call him out. It was a foul ball. Doesn't make any sense. Well, they call him out. So the runners will stay put. Spano on second, Connor on third. It's a ground out to the catcher for LaMartina. First pitch to Bloomer is popped off the home plate netting foul. Bloomer is 0-for-3 with two walks. He is one of just three Doughboys in the lineup tonight not to record a hit. Swings and misses at the next pitch. No balls and two strikes. Spano on second. Hit an RBI single. Connor on third. The 0-2. Low and inside. So the Doughboys will most likely advance to 3-5 on the season while the Axemen drop to 3-4. The Axemen will be 1-2 on the road, 2-2 at home. The 1-2. Ball just outside, and the count is square on Bloomer. The 1-2 pitch. Bloomer fouls it back off the home plate netting. Johnson City 12, Kingsport 2. The Doughboys scored 2 in the second, 3 in the third, 4 in the seventh, and 3 so far in the eighth. The pitch. Ball high and inside. Full count on Bloomer. The payoff. Bloomer, slow roller to short, Swinney charging in, makes the play, throw to first, in time for the final out of the inning. The Doughboys bring up 8 and score 3 runs and lead 12-2 with the top of the ninth coming up. 3-4-5 batters due up Sefcik, Zyrus, and Swinney. First pitch to Sefcik is a fastball high. Sefcik tonight is 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. New pitcher Brooks Chamberlain from Tampa, Florida. He's a blue ho. He goes to Presbyterian. The 1-0, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike in the top of the ninth. The pitch, ball in the dirt. Kingsport needs 10 runs to keep this game alive. The 2-1, ball 3 in the dirt. One pitch at a time, though. You never know. Sefcik doubled in the sixth inning with 2 outs and 2 strikes, but was stranded in scoring position. The 3-1. Sefcik launches it high and deep to left field. Forget about it. Cal Sefcik's first home run of the season. Cuts the lead to 9, and it's 12-3. The first of 10 runs we'll see in the top of the ninth inning. Devin Zyras comes up. 2 for 3 tonight. Watches the first pitch ball low and inside. All three Axman runs have come on homers. A two-run shot from Zyras and a solo home run from Sefcik a moment ago. The 1-0. Ball low and inside. So both Sefcik and Zyras have multi-hit games, batting third and fourth, respectively. The 2-0. Low and inside. Three balls, no strikes on Zyras. Kingsport is not quitting. No quit in Kingsport. The 3-0. Called strike one. The Doughboys have scored 12 runs tonight on 14 hits, none of which have been home runs, and the Axemen have scored 3 runs on 7 hits. The 3-1. Called strike two. Two have been home runs. Nobody on, nobody out in the top of the ninth. The full count pitch. Zyras chops it back to the pitcher. Chamberlain picks it up. Throw to first is high, and Zyras will take off for second base, and he will advance on the throwing error. And the Axemen are off to a hot start in the ninth inning. That'll be an E1 throwing error, two-base throwing error on the pitcher, Chamberlain. A quick mound visit from catcher LaMontagna to the pitcher, Brooks Chamberlain. So Johnson City started the inning up 12-2. It's now 12-3. And the Axemen have a runner on second with nobody out for Mason Swinney. Swinney 1 for 3, singled his last time up. He's on a 3-game hit streak. Chamberlain pitching from the stretch. Checks on Zyras and delivers home. Swing and a miss. Kingsport has now scored 3 ninth inning runs this season. The 0-1. Ball low and outside in the dirt, and the count is even. Zyras on second after reaching on a throwing error, and time is called. Doughboys 12, Axemen 3 in the top of the ninth. Nobody out. One ball, one strike on Swinney. Chamberlain comes home. Swinney crutches it high and deep to left field. That ball will go off the wall. Zyras advances to third, and he will hit the stop sign. And Swinney doubles to deep left to give the Axemen 2 runners in scoring position with nobody out. Brings up Tyler Myatt, 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Swinney on second, Zyras on third. Doughboys ahead by 9, but the Axemen chipping away at this lead. Chamberlain comes set, comes home. Ball one, low and outside. The 1-0. Myatt pops it foul out of play, third base side. Myatt struck out swinging his last time up in the top of the seventh. It's an even count on number 21 in orange. One ball, one strike. Swinney on second, Cyrus on third. The Axemen threatening. The pitch. Myatt chops it foul into the Axemen dugout.
That foul ball brought to you by Auto Man Collision Repair.
One-two count on Myatt. Chamberlain looking to record the first out of the ninth inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Myatt is out on strikes for the first out of the ninth inning. And with two runners in scoring position and one out, it brings up Cooper Torres, who tonight is 0-for-2 with a walk. Swinney on second, he doubled. Zyrus on third, reached on a two-base throwing error. First pitch home. Ball low and inside. Torres grounded out to the shortstop, Curse. His last time up in the top of the seventh inning. The 1-0. Low and inside. The 2-0, low and outside. Three balls and no strikes on Cooper Torres with Sebastian Pisacreta waiting on deck. Pisacreta nearly had an extra base hit his last time up. He lined out to the left fielder, Nate Connor. The 3-0. Ball four, low and outside, and it loads the bases. Four-pitch walk for Torres, his second walk of the game. And it sends up the catcher, Sebastian Pisacreta. Johnson City 12, Kingsport 3 in the top of the ninth. Bases loaded, one out. First pitch, ball low and outside to Pisacreta. This is the sixth Kingsport batter of the ninth inning. Cal Sefcik led off with a home run. Zyrus reached on a throwing error. Swinney doubled. Myatt struck out Swinney, and Torres a moment ago walked on four pitches. The 1-0. Called strike one. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Pisacreta is 0-for-2 with a walk, and he's down at the count, a ball and two strikes. Chamberlain comes set. Hurls home. Strike three call. And the Axemen are down to their final out. It's Diego Melendez. Doughboys 12, Axemen 3 in the top of the ninth.
Doughboys fans, this team need to get this last out. Let's get loud!
Torres on first, Swinney on second, Zyrus on third. First offering to Melendez is popped up. And that will go out of play. Melendez is 1-for-3 tonight with a strikeout. He comes up with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the ninth. The 0-1. The fastball high and inside. Chin music, and it evens up the count. The 1-1. Melendez hammers it off of the pitcher, Chamberlain, and he advances to first base, and Zyrus scores on an infield single. I don't know if that hit Chamberlain's face or not, but seems to be just fine. So Melendez keeps the game alive, and it's 12-4. And the bases remain loaded now for Tyree Jackson. And even if the Axemen lose this game, it says a lot about their character, scoring two in the ninth, bringing up a minimum of eight to the plate. Johnson City still up by eight. Melendez on first, Torres on second, Swinney on third. Jackson, 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. First pitch. Jackson ropes it to the third baseman, and he'll step on the bag to end the game. Chase Bloomer. Final score from TVA Credit Union Ballpark, Doughboys 12, Axemen 4. The Doughboys scored 12 runs on 14 hits, made an error in the field. The Axemen scored 4 runs on 9 hits, made 3 errors defensively. Doughboys win by 8 and improve to 3-5. The Axemen drop the series opener and decline to 3-4. See you tomorrow night, same time, same place. The Axemen look to get back to 500.